Thank you everyone for listening to Thank You For Being a Podcast. We are the Golden Girls Podcast, in which we watch an episode of the Golden Girls and then we break it down scene by scene. I'm Anthony DeSemito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
And today we have two very special guests, the absolutely fabulous Sophia Alexandra.
Hello.
Hey.
And also welcoming back to the show from a month ago. Leah Mansfield.
Yay. This will be different though, because last time it was like Chris and Leah. Now it's Chris just and Leah. Chris and Leah interacts differently than just Leah. So
yeah. And Willa's
now
here.
It's to us.
And Willa's here too.
Leah and Sophia.
Yeah, Sophia.
And you're not listening to Genevieve through my phone.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. There may have been some weird times that I laughed on that episode because I could barely hear you guys.
So, this will be so much better.
It was really fun because that was a drug episode, I believe.
Yeah, it was. It was very drug heavy.
She got hooked on pills.
Yeah. Which one?
Rose gets like addicted to pills.
Oh hell yeah!
Generic. Rose, I mean, addicted to pills for 30 years.
Very strong word. I mean, it did not change her behavior at all. She was clearly functional.
I feel like we all kind of thought that Rose, the entire community of Saint Olaf is definitely like a cult drug community.
Oh yeah, definitely.
There's no one sober in Saint Olaf.
I feel like that's its appeal.
Yeah, exactly.
Where's Saint Olaf?
It's like built on like a.
It's in Minnesota. That's where. That's where Rose is from.
In Rose's hometown.
Oh yeah, all those Minnesotans. You know how crazy they can get with all the drugs.
So we always start off by asking our guests, what is their Golden Girls background? How is Golden Girls affected your life, girl? So Sophia, go ahead, you start.
Well, my name is Sophia. So when I moved here in 94 from Odessa, Ukraine, that show was pretty big and it was on, and people would always be like, oh, Sophia, like the Golden Girls. And it used to make me so mad because no one young was named that, and it was just her, and it was just, that's it. It was old people who were named that. But now when I go out to brunch, everybody's named, all the little kids are named Sophia. It's like the coolest name ever.
Right.
And now I'm more mad. So I kind of wish
Sophia made a comeback.
I wish it was back to what, just me and Sophia from the Golden Girls.
Right. My friend's name is Dora, and she was like 40 years old when Dora the Explorer came out. And 40? Her name used to be so unique to her. And then that
now
show
it's just like
ruined.
A million Doras.
Yeah. Like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I could get sidetracked with how many bosses I had in the military who were named after famous people. Like I had Colonel Steve Martin that I had to report to, and Robert Plant was one of my colonels.
Those are like such generic names too.
I know, but it's just so funny when you're like, hey, it's Robert Plant.
So
the colonel.
We heard a little bit. Remind us what your Golden Girls background
Well,
is.
I don't remember what I said a month ago.
Yeah.
But it probably was like it was on TV when I was a kid. And then also I was on this podcast. So now this podcast goes into my history of Golden Girls.
Oh, wow.
And has forever changed the course. Like, it's changing the course of my life.
It's very Inception.
It's a podcast.
We affect people's futures.
My life is constantly evolving, and now there's more Golden Girls in it than ever.
There's
and
a
I
comic.
Think that's a,
that
that's a po- I think
I
that's
feel
a
like color
thing.
Palette, though, stuck with me so much.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, pink,
that is what the
Dusty
90s
Rose.
Look like.
Yeah.
The 90s look like that. And like,
Dusty Rose is
I'm like those like turquoises and sea foams and stuff.
Dusty Rose.
This like lavender.
So many sea foam colors. So many teals.
Yeah. Oh, a lot of bright orange.
A lot of sherbets.
There's a lot of texture too.
Easter colors.
A lot of tangerine.
Texture.
Things like that.
Daffodil.
And very fancy 90s.
But it totally also looks
like those 90s.
My great aunt's house looked like that. And that's who we moved in with one before we got our own place when we moved here. Mm-mm. And all like the tablecloth was what was that. And the couches were like really like old fashioned and that, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's like this weird like almost like art deco kind of crap mixed in with like a weird patio furniture situation.
Outdoor furniture being put inside.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rustic looking
outside
patio
they have
furniture.
Like leather couches and ottomans.
bookcase for some reason.
We switch spaces.
Oh, that's only a bookcase.
There's like a cow inside.
We like to keep these books outside.
These are outdoor books.
Yeah, this is a good idea in Florida when it rains every day.
So we watched one of the most referenced episodes, I think, that we've had. We watched season 5, episode 9, and it is titled Comedy of Errors. Original air date was November 25th, 1989. And as we do with every episode, Genevieve is going to give us a brief synopsis of what happened for the viewer that was not here having Isis Pizza with us.
Yeah, we had Isis Pizza again.
Yeah. Isis Pizza. Yeah. It was really delicious.
We didn't know Isis was in the pizza game, but yeah. Whatever they're doing. But,
if they focused a lot more on pizza, I think the world would be like a safer.
It's like a lost opportunity. Now I know why all these teen girls are joining. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, you can't help it.
They should really get out of terrorism and just into pizza. That's what I feel like.
It's their side hustle.
Full switch time. Your business plan. Yeah. Like.
Isis is a side hustle.
You got to raise the funds for those guns.
Well, it was a very busy episode. I think everybody did a little something.
First night is like 3 plot lines, right?
Yeah.
First of all, Rose is not liked by a coworker, and this really bothers her.
Mm-hmm. That was the best one, probably.
Yeah.
That was the best plot line.
Yeah.
And Dorothy decides to do stand-up.
That's pretty classic,
and
too.
And it's great.
It's amazing.
At the Comedy Barrel.
At the Comedy Barrel. Yeah, and Blanche gets audited.
Yeah. And tries to use her body to get out of it, as usual.
Yes.
As per usual.
That was the entire, like, bragging.
That was a fantastic outfit she wore, though.
That 90s/robe combo was pretty tight. I mean,
holy cow.
Amazing.
Should we go back to the beginning? Because that's really.
So we go to. The first thing that happens is Blanche gets a letter, the IRS letter. She's very dramatic, and we find out, of course,
that's the thing to be dramatic about. She's been dramatic about some pretty weak ass shit on the show.
Yeah, right. So,
and finding out you're being audited
for the first time,
successful.
Her financial future is actually in danger, and you're like, no, you can freak out, Blanche.
No, she's not Donald Trump. She's not audited every year.
But also, we figure out in that scene that she hasn't paid her taxes in like forever.
Yeah,
right. That she's just like,
I don't
not
know if it's
down.
That she hasn't paid her taxes or that she just hasn't paid them correctly.
Yeah, she didn't pay.
No, it's that she's been hiding that all the women live with her.
She's been deceiving the government.
It for sure wasn't an oversight. She's been pretending that, like, those bitches don't live with her the
she
whole
kind
time.
Of admitted it.
She's like, I've been defrauding the government this whole time.
These thousands of dollars I'm not reporting.
Yeah.
I'm paying.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, you didn't tell, you didn't report that we pay you rent? She's like, nah.
Right.
She's like, oh, I forgot.
And then, it just seemed like a better idea not to. Till today.
To have more
she's
money.
She's like, secrets are sexier, let's be honest.
Yeah. She just wanted to fuck IRS dudes. I think that's
her.
She's like, if I'm not done it at least once.
Yeah, she's like, I need to
get
that.
She's like, that's how she gets
FBI
out of it every time.
Get that tax dick.
Oh, love the tax dick.
Oh, man.
And
then Dorothy's next to her, and she's like, kind of like really sad because everybody in her high school is almost dead.
Is pretty much mostly dead. And it's a real weird tonal shift.
Yeah.
From going from Blanche's bullshit to like her being like, oh, I'm going through my yearbook. Dead.
Yeah.
And the stories really real. She's like, oh yeah, this chick was going to do this one thing.
They've
and
gotten so real.
She just died right the day before. And you're like, damn, that's a real downer. Her story, Dorothy.
I know, tickets in hand, right? Like, that's the saddest thing ever.
I mean, they could have started the episode with her just finding the note of things she wanted to do.
Yeah.
With, like, instead of being like, everybody in my life is dead, you know? Like,
well, maybe death is all around us in the Golden Girls universe.
Death is all around. That's what we've learned.
Maybe they just want to remind everybody that they were old and they're probably going to die.
It's just
soon.
So weird because they're not old.
No,
right?
But,
no.
But the show's supposed to be in their 50s.
Yeah.
But they exist in this nebulous age that's like between 55 and 80. That makes no sense whatsoever. It's so bizarre. It's like they're both very hypersexual and completely desexualized. And it's like you can't really tell how old any of them are.
Like completely tell.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
It is weird.
But Blanche wore a sick, like, jumpsuit-looking thing in the first scene. That was pretty
cool.
Yeah,
wasn't it, like, brown with white
and
gray?
It was, like, that beige gray thing, and it was pretty tight.
It was pretty tight. I liked a lot of the outfits in this episode.
And yes. I have to give a shout-out to Dorothy's earrings when she's looking through her yearbook and crossing out all the dead people.
Oh, hell yeah.
Those are some powerful earrings.
She's rocking those, like, gold ones that are pretty, like, sculptural. But then next to her, Blanche is rocking the silver sculptural ones that are also pretty, like, serious
hardware. I
wonder
how much money they spend on earrings for this show.
I think it's probably all the Joan Rivers collection, and it was probably all free.
Joan Rivers at this point have already made a DVD commentary for
This is for sure, like, QVC's best, don't you think?
That's
for sure
ABC's
some QVC choice outfits.
Yeah, I almost hope that Dorothy was, like, drawing the way that they died next to their faces.
Oh, also, it's fucked up that she was like, I need to write dead in the yearbook. Did you find that also really unnecessary?
I don't know if she actually did that. I may have been making that up.
I think that's what they said she was doing. She was like,
right.
Yeah, I'm just writing dead on everybody in my yearbook.
Yeah, that's what she said.
She said she was doing it.
Okay, all right. Real dark. I take that back. Real She's dark. Just like, can't look at your photo anymore.
She just burns it. And so, and then Rose comes in and she's complaining about Roger, right? Is that his name?
The dude at her work that hates her. That's kind of the
best. That was so,
I'm frustrated with Roger because he seems like a real... Like, how could you just not, like, you're just going to shut down and never give in to anyone's attempts like you. I want everyone to like me, too. So, like,
I don't
get
know.
Where
I
Rose
feel for Roger.
From.
I was like, leave him alone, lady. He doesn't like you. It's all right. But I get it. We all want to be liked.
I know. We are all comedians. So.
But he's like, she killed his pet. Yeah. I don't know. And then mangled her hand.
Okay,
she got him a pet to replace his pet that killed his other beloved pet.
And fucked up his hand.
There's no way you wouldn't hate this woman at this point.
Well,
you would just hate her so much.
Did she kill the dog?
No.
Not the dog.
The dog died independently. She, for some reason, thought that to replace a dog, you get a cat, which makes zero sense.
She's not real bright.
And then the cat ate his other pet we had not heard of, who was the parakeet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The dog.
Which made no sense, again, because if you already had a pet, why did she get him a replacement pet?
Why are you complaining about your dead dog if you have a parakeet?
She must not have known about the parrot.
Yeah, she didn't know.
No, she didn't know.
That's only the inner circle of Roger.
But that's kind of why she should have not been gifting a string.
And also, why didn't she just get himself a dog?
But she was just like, I don't know you at all, but I'm going to replace your beloved dog with a fucking cat.
And then just leave it in his apartment, like shoved it under the cat door. Like what did she do?
How did the cat get in there?
Let's be honest, Blanche, not Blanche.
She threw it through a window.
Rose is a psycho in this regard.
Down his chimney, Santa Claus style.
Yes.
She's breaking and entering to leave him a cat.
Yeah, and she couldn't see the parakeet or hear it.
I know. How did she get in there with the cat?
We'll never know what happened.
Also, the cat didn't just eat his parakeet. It also mangled his hand.
Yeah.
Like that.
He
was...
tried to stop it.
She literally just ruins this man's life. And she's like, why don't you like me? I baked you a cake. Fucking gross.
I love that he finally is like, she's dumb enough where he's like, listen, I'll be your friend. And now
you're giving away the end.
Sorry. Sorry, I jumped ahead.
Dorothy,
my bad.
No, it's okay. Dorothy starts like it's a kitchen, and Dorothy starts like thinking like I want to be an entertainer. Remember when I was so funny when I was little, and I made everybody laugh in the auditorium?
Like in high school, people were laughing at my tapioca pudding joke.
Remember that?
And I said, is that supposed to be right? Isn't that what she says? This is supposed to be tapioca.
This is supposed to be.
Yeah.
I don't know. Her school must have been for special children. I don't know though.
Or like, she went to school in the 50s.
Yeah.
That's possible.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe
30s or 40s. Yeah.
Yeah, during the Depression.
Oh, yeah, during the Depression.
Oh, things were bleak. Tapioca jokes were hot in the Depression.
Yeah. Right.
Like,
they were just hungry. They're excited to hear about food. They're like, we don't even care.
What do you guys think of these war rations?
What do you think about the banks going down?
Oh, oh man. Don't you love it when you're really hungry and you've just run out of everything?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Tapioca pudding sounds good then, doesn't it?
So, and it turns out that, yeah, that Blanche has been audited before. And she starts to hatch the plan. Like, I got audited before. So, and
she,
I got out of it.
She, like, I guess, forgets that she's gotten out of it with her tits every time. Which is like, how do you forget that?
It's just
that?
A blur of dicks that she sucked.
She's just like, she's like, get a
line. I can't remember all the dicks all and what they were for, okay? Those IRS dicks could have been auto mechanic dicks. I don't know.
She's like, how do you think I got my landscaping this done? House. How do you think I get my pizza delivered? How do you think
I put on this cheesecake?
She's just tripping. Yeah.
Like, yeah, these fucking cheesecakes. She's like, you think I pay for them shits? We go
how
for like 10
is
a
her
week.
Vagina? Holy
oh my
shit.
Goodness. We
just
we
the right size. Just, no.
As horny as she is, she just makes it sound like her vagina probably just looks ravaged at this point, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I really feel like she probably has the best life out of all of them.
Yeah, like the more you're fucked, the better your life.
No, but also she just seems really happy.
Yeah, she is. She has this naiveness.
Out of all, she definitely has the best bed clothes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yes. And then when you're that the whore of the group, you probably have the best bed clothes, right? Because you gotta like wear good bed clothes to bed. Right. You can't, like, look what she wore. I'm getting ahead.
I've never tried sleeping in silk, so I can't, I don't know if I can judge, you know, but.
Oh, you should try it sometime.
She's not a sensual enough sleeper, Anthony.
I didn't have.
I just never think about it. I just put on some ratty clothes, whatever I have.
You should buy one pair of silk boxers and wear those to bed.
Okay, I'll try.
Yeah. And I've never had silk boxers. Yeah, treat yourself, girl.
Treat yourself.
I've never worn silk boxers, but I've slept naked in a silk cocoon sleeping bag thing.
Ooh.
Yeah, so you're
Did
just
you
basically
become a
naked
butterfly?
In a giant body-sized pillowcase of silk.
Wow. That sounds amazing.
I have some beach sateen sheets that are like a nice mix of like like slidey and like soft. Because I don't like them when they're too slidey that you like get on the bed and you slide right off of it.
You need a little texture.
Yeah, you need a little something. That's why I like beach sateen, guys. I'm sponsored by beach sateen. I'm not going to lie. I came here for one reason and one reason only, to sell some beach sateen.
Beach sateen. That sounds amazing.
You sold me. So
what? So
Yes, my kids are going to eat this month.
I need some new sheets.
I'm like a desperate sheet saleswoman.
That I don't exactly slide off of, but still feel good. So.
Okay, so we went on a tangent. It was fun, right? It was a fun ride.
Yeah, totally.
I feel like you're my teacher.
Okay.
Are you disappointed in me?
I am disappointing you. So,
please give me a good review.
Yeah, set up straight. No,
I can't. Look at me. I'm melting.
You are.
If the listeners could see me, I'm wearing a robe that's hooded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm basically a pile of robe.
You're not the first comic to lay down during the entire podcast.
Lucky Seeley did.
Really?
The whole podcast lying down.
Yes.
We felt like they're like a team therapy group.
Some deep Golden Girls issues.
Yeah. We worked some stuff out.
We also learned about soaking.
Soaking?
Soaking.
That's where you put your dick in a girl and don't move it around.
What?
You soak it like the juices or something.
What does that mean? What does that do?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's the point of that?
I think it's
you can't pickle a dick.
He
does
thought
he know
it
that?
Was romantic.
No, that's
just to hold your dick inside someone and not
like,
make it
that's
pleasurable.
Disgusting.
It's a tool that girls use to be like, I'm not gonna have sex with you if you just stick it in and not move it.
What?
So she's
that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That doesn't happen.
No, I think that is his words.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be the guy. Like, it's not sex if I don't move.
Yeah, I think I think some girl is just sitting there like, I feel like, what the fuck is this?
I feel like it cannot be pleasurable for either party. Why are we doing it?
Yeah.
Right, because, okay, you're straight girls, right? I've never had a dick in me, but you guys, the movement is what is part that is good, right?
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't feel it in there, what the fuck are we doing?
Point? You just, like, try to Kama Sutra come... by not moving.
I can understand, like, holding, like, at the end, like, after you've been pumping for a while and you're just, like, trying to
soaking also is not our thing. How is it a thing? He invented this.
You think he did?
Does he not like to fuck? Is that what's happening?
I think he may have tried to make soaking a thing on our podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like fetch. It's just not going to happen.
We just created team not soaking.
Never soak.
Hashtag.
Hashtag that will ever be a part of my life, so I don't have to worry about it.
Okay, I forget where we were.
I didn't think I had to worry about soaking, but now I know it's out there. I'm pretty worried.
I'm gonna have to talk to Max and be like, we need to discuss the soaking.
I'd be like, did you hear about this new thing kids are not doing? It's called soaking.
Advertisement for something you don't want. Okay, so okay.
Sorry, back on track.
Okay, we gotta get back on track. Okay, so Blanche comes out with this box with a shoe, and I think she was. It's supposed to seem like it was receipts, right?
Yeah, like she had a receipt
box. Yeah, she was giving her paperwork for the IRS.
But then it's just. Then she finds out it's just shoes.
Yeah.
And then she just gives up. She's just like, "Oh well, I guess I didn't."
She's like, "I didn't really keep any." Turns out,
she's like, "These shoes are a receipt." These shoes represent receipts. It's a found art object. I don't know. Okay, so there's Roger. Roger comes over, right? Okay, I think that already happened. He brings the cat back.
Yeah. He reveals that the cat ate his other beloved pet, and that the cat also mangled his hand. All of that.
Yeah. You know what? I'll be honest. Fucking get out of here, Rose. He's lucky that he didn't pressure Rose to pay for his visit to the doctor.
It's so true. Rose really got lucky.
Yeah.
He just tells her that he doesn't like her and doesn't want to hear from her.
Like,
he's pretty harsh how he says it, but once we understand what she's done to him, we are like, it's kind of reasonable.
It's kind of just bad luck, though. Yeah. Like a lot of it's like the it's cartoony. It's Looney Tunes.
Yeah, cartoony.
Like the character's in love with the other one and tries to do something good, and then they get injured, you know, like, or something. Like these flowers, a bee comes and starts buzzing around and
stings you in the face, and you're allergic, and your face swells up and you die.
Like, oh wow. Okay, so the next scene, Dorothy finally is at the club. This amazing
popping at the club.
Yes.
Can we please talk about the first comedian on stage?
Yes.
At the comedy barrel.
It makes no sense.
At the Monday open mic.
Leather jacket.
So Monday
that is half off his shoulders.
Brown leather jacket.
This brown leather jacket is just kind of draped over him. Yeah. And then when he finishes his set, which we only hear the punchline of, which is not really a punchline, something about a golden retriever. And then he puts on his sunglasses and poses and then jacket all the way on.
He's in the dark when he poses.
On stage. That's how he leaves the stage.
I was hoping he was going to just stay there and just keep posing.
Yeah. It was so bizarre.
I feel like I've seen a lot of really terrible open mic comics, and I've still never seen anyone put their leather jacket and sunglasses back on.
And his leather jacket
and
was
leave
sort
the
of.
Stage.
In the dark. And then stand in the back of the stage and gloat in his sunglasses and jacket while other comics are feverishly rehearsing their thing, which is also not real. And hilarious.
There was like so many like young guys in suits like going over a piece of paper and mouthing
like,
out their set.
Really wild.
There was a guy in a Hawaiian shirt, a fat guy in a Hawaiian shirt that was like holding his set list.
They're all holding their set list. You could see the pieces of paper in the shot. It was like, so funny.
And then moving their hands like they're talking to the
audience.
They're
really animatedly rehearsing
and like
it.
Sort of standing in the circle. Funny. Like over the top.
They're all just so animated.
But they're animatedly talking shit about each other in the scene.
So funny.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, okay. So the Golden Girls are sitting. Well, the other three girls are sitting in the audience. And then finally they call up Dorothy. And she does her set. I don't forget what her jokes, what her first joke was.
Well, at first she's like, doesn't do well. And then
and it's just
really,
her mom basically heckling her from the back.
Yeah, she like doesn't say a joke. She's like, I'm not a comedian is how she opens.
Yeah, she's like, my name is Dorothy.
And then she's like, it's really hot out here.
I'm from New York.
And then her mom heckles her and she's like, how hot is it?
Oh, man.
That was really good timing on her mom's part, I gotta say.
Sophia, I think, would make a good comic.
Yeah.
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 She's like a Don Rickles, pretty
much. Can you imagine? Like a Don Rickles. The old woman at the improv every Tuesday who, like, always got up and was just, like, telling the same jokes week after week after week, but nobody was, like...
No one's gonna say shit.
No one's gonna say shit because she could die before the next open mic.
Go, Granny.
Right. Go, Granny. As long as she's still knocking one back, man,
but
I'll high five her.
The joke that breaks the audience open, guys, let's not forget, is about hot flashes.
Yes.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, no, there are so many women there or something. We're all older. I don't know.
We can read by our hot flashes. Wow.
That's the joke that breaks the audience open. Yeah. And they're like,
that's a good joke.
Those writers were like, this is going to.
Murder.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
That's amazing.
Like the entire audience is like people over 55.
Yeah.
The audience is also really well lit, and it's the whole club looks so bizarre.
Yeah, that's true. It's all tan colored.
They all look like they're in a toothbrush commercial.
The floors are tan. Have you ever seen a tan comedy club?
No.
Not me.
No, I've seen a comedy club in literally every color.
It is the comedy barrel, okay?
Yeah. I was expecting more cigarette smoking.
Yeah,
actually.
I mean, it wasn't dark. It was just so funny looking. It was great.
It was five something stars. Else. The
I
words,
would Yelp that on.
It didn't even
that
say
comedy barrel
give it anywhere.
Five stars, you guys. Yeah, I didn't see one thing that said comedy barrel. And the outdoors didn't say comedy.
They did an
establishing shot that did not say
and
comedy
it just
barrel.
Like City Hall. It wasn't even.
Yeah, and that couple sitting right in the front was. The couple sitting in the front row was like an older couple, and the guy was wearing a suit. I'm like. Do they know it's open mic night?
It's Monday night.
These are not open mic.
No one wears a suit up to a comedy club on Monday night for open mic night. I'm sorry.
Who was in Miami in 1989? Please tell us if this is representative of the open mic.
You know, one thing I should mention, though, it was the comedy boom. Was it like the comedy boom for audiences where people were like showing up in suits on Monday?
Yeah. I guess.
I don't know. They just dress up like they used to dress up.
And they're
up.
Like, everybody can do this.
Yeah. There was just, it was
actually
it was such
her
an awkward
sum up
place.
Of the experience in the end is pretty funny.
Which
where
one?
She's like, it's like it's having sex with Stanley.
Yeah.
Right beforehand, I was really nervous. And then during, I was kind of having a good time. But mostly, I'm glad I'm never going to have to do it again.
Wow. She really turned off stand-up, right?
Yeah. She walked away like
she did it once.
She's like, I crushed it, and it was horrible.
She's like, there's nowhere else but down. I need to quit right now.
She did have a great set. I got to say, if I had a set that good the first time I ever did stand-up, I'd probably be famous now.
Right. But it was like it was like they maybe showed 2 minutes of stand-up, maybe a minute and a half.
They showed a minute and a half, and they cut
and
away.
Then they cut like probably 30 seconds, because that's how long open mic sets are. Like, did she? We came back, and it felt like she was up there for 25 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, you guys know all about Dorothy's board act.
She's just
it was
like
pretty amazing.
She was on the stool leaning forward.
And
she
also,
what
was funny is by the end, she was laughing so hard at herself.
Yes.
And it was like, what? I don't think that's what you're meaning to do here. Yeah. That like the reason she's doing well is because she thinks she's hilarious.
They just cut out what didn't work, because like the first 20 seconds always work, and then it's tougher. They cut that out. What were you gonna say, Leah?
I don't remember.
Okay. So she ends with like, "Thank you. This was amazing."
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't even like a real joke, right?
Right.
I forget.
She was just like, that's me. I have hot Dorothy. Flashes. I'm a substitute teacher. I live with my mom who heckles me and thanks for letting me get up here and be an old cow, pretty much is what she says.
Letting me moo on your microphone. It was so weird.
It's really bizarre. The tone of the whole episode is so all over the place. It's hilarious.
Did she forget to move the mic? I forget if she did or not.
No, she never moved it.
Yeah, she didn't move it.
And she also never adjusted it.
No, yeah. She never did.
Yeah, because
it was always high.
But it wasn't directly in front of her, which I find that's when I'm annoyed, is when they stand behind the microphone and you're like doing comedy and you're like, off the goddamn mic, it's right there.
It's so annoying. Okay, and then the next scene, I forget what happens. I think, Rose comes to give Roger.
Well, it's her like last try to be friends with Roger. Bless you.
Yeah.
She's like, I made you this fancy St. Olaf cake.
Right. It is
Was that what it was called, St. Olaf cake?
It was friendship cake.
Friendship cake.
There was a fancy Scandinavian
name. They said like Bopla
Kugelbopla.
I don't remember. Yeah. But it was like a definitely foreign.
Yeah. And then this dude comes out and he's basically like, I don't want your cake. I don't want
to be friends with you. You're so desperate. Stop it.
Like you're all up in my grill. I don't care for you.
He's like, how do you know where I live?
Right? He's like, just because I'm gay doesn't mean I'm going to like all women. Okay. Basically. I'm just reflecting on that.
I just can't believe he didn't take who doesn't take a free cake?
I know.
Yeah, in the end, even after he tricks her into not being friends with him by being like, well, if I'm your friend, you'll do what I say, right? Yeah. So how about I tell you not to bother me? He tricks
Another
her.
Looney Tunes thing.
But he still doesn't take her cake. And it's like, you might as well have taken the cake, dog.
Yeah.
You know what
I thought was weird? That when he opened the door to step out, he like looked inside to make sure that no one saw him leaving.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was really weird.
What's he hiding from, Anthony?
What's he hiding?
What does he have another pet in there that he's murdered?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Maybe he's a serial killer.
Maybe he raped that bird.
Maybe the cat didn't kill the bird.
Yeah,
maybe
right?
Maybe the cat just saw what was going on.
And tried to murder him to save the bird.
Or the bird was like attacking his hand because he was trying to kill it. Or something.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
And the cat jumped up and killed.
I think it's our clear that Rose better. Could just give this guy a miss.
Yeah.
So
our story is better. I agree. Okay. And so then the next scene is Blanche in her robe.
And her dope nighty robe combo.
It is a great nighty. It is like very flowing.
Amazing.
And there's several layers. And there's
it's
like
black
a
and white. It's
black
fancy,
and white. It's
lacy.
Lace. It also looks very soft and silky.
The tax guy was going to come over. It was going to be not a tax guy, but a lady.
Yeah. You guys called
it. She was going to look like a big old lesbian, and she sure did.
She sure did.
Right.
I wish maybe she had like short hair and was like turned around. And then she was like, oh. And then when she turns around, it's like a girl.
Right. What would have been progressive is if she still looked like that and Blanche was like, hi.
I know.
Yeah. That would have been dope because she's like, I still got these titties. I'm going to work them.
Yeah.
That would have been progressive as fuck.
Yeah.
But instead, she was like, come to the kitchen. No. I'll write you a check.
Right. Which bothered me because I was like, I think you need to go to prison. Like, for all the things you did.
She just was like, she would like trumped it. She basically, she's like, that's good business.
I know. And then the lesbian, I don't know if she was a lesbian, but
she was a lesbian.
Like the lesbian, she should have said, no, we need to really audit this. Like, I'm not just going to take a check. Like, what the fuck? Like, that's.
But she was like, we just want your fucking money, Blanche. You've been not paying the government for all these years.
She just pays $3 million.
Also, well, I love that she was like, I'm not going to try to keep my money. She's like, government, you got me fair and square by being female.
It's like the government knew and sent a lesbian.
It's really funny. Yeah. They were like, oh, this bitch? Yeah, this time send her a fucking vagina.
I had a boyfriend that had a warrant for his arrest or something. And
don't brag. Don't brag on the show.
I know, right? And so
we all have someone, okay, Anthony? Don't brag.
Or he skipped bail or something like that. And so, like, they sent hot guy to like answer the door of his house because they knew that he was gay and that if there was a hot guy.
Oh my god, that's like, so funny.
Yeah, so he opened the door and then like got arrested or whatever.
And, like, oh, you, man. It's yeah. like how they have careful. The people that serve like,
you know, like summons to court and whatever and divorces and stuff. They'll have them be like good looking so that you'll more likely be like taking it from them or unassuming. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty people help businesses out, guys.
Newsflash. pretty people for justice.
That's a good
dope
company.
Bumper sticker.
Yeah. A good Shark Tank idea.
Oh my god, all my right. burps just tasted like ices and it was amazing.
That's the best sentence of this man. Whole podcast.
Just a bunch of ices, dudes.
It just tastes like a bunch of terrorism.
It tastes like ices, dudes. And then at the end, I think it was Sophia goes up to Dorothy and is like, hey, tell me what it was like to do stand-up or something. Or what is she? There's some resolution with her. Wait, Sophia doesn't have a plot.
Yeah. Sophia's just old.
No, she's yeah. just there. There's nothing really. Nothing.
She just puts in the funny, witty.
Yeah.
Like.
There was a moment where she walked in and had like her solo joke. Do you remember that? It was something about her glasses or teeth.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She walked in with those teeth and she was like, Dorothy, have you seen my teeth? And she's like, they're in your mouth. And yeah. she's like, no, I just put them through the dishwasher. Look how good they look.
Yeah. That's yeah. Right. And then I thought like Dorothy was going to realize that Sophia's a really good writer or something. And I was like, ma, or these experiences. I don't know. Like,
you really overthought it, Anthony. Well, really just going to be her.
Like, Sophia just, is really funny.
I was
funny.
Just sitting there and I was waiting for that to happen. Like Sophia's going to end up being like, really help her out. You know, I don't know, but it did it. She made fun of her. Okay. All right. And then, so that's when Dorothy like does the final punchline, the Stanley having sex with Stanley metaphor. And then I guess she just like doesn't want to do stand up anymore. And that's fine. Right?
Yes, that's yeah. real probably for
good.
The best.
Stop taking up valuable mic time at the mic.
Jesus, bitch, Dorothy.
We're trying to make a living, Dorothy.
Don't go up there and say, let's see, what do I else? Right. What else do I have to talk
she
about?
Oh,
I hate that so
oh,
much.
What else? What else? But yeah, she could have been like the next, like the female Rodney Dangerfield that starts off late. And like,
oh, yeah.
No respect. Like,
I can't get no respect.
I can't. Oh, she just sings R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
I don't know. They were just coming off the comedy boom. She probably actually could have made it back then.
Well, we Googled pretty extensively. Yeah. Did Dorothy do stand up?
Or like B. Arthur.
B. Arthur. And yeah. we could not determine.
It called yeah. her comedian.
They called her comedian.
I think she's on Friars Roasts, but I don't know if she's done.
I think she's done like a one woman show. I want to say like that's what I've heard. But she's done a lot of stuff. She was, I think she was, wasn't she like a driver in the Marines?
Yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
She's been on Broadway. And
she won a Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's won a Tony and an Emmy. And she had a hit show in the 70s for 6 years that she was the star
oh,
of.
Oh, yeah, Maude. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Bea Arthur's badass.
She is.
And she's tall. Good for you, girl.
Badass and tall.
Get it.
Get yeah. it, girl. So we
I
did it.
Her. I don't know what that feels and like. And the lesbian tax woman could have made a really handsome couple.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I think.
Yes.
Very cute couple.
I love handsome lesbian couples. There was a very handsome lesbian couple that was taking home a baby this week from the hospital.
Aww.
And aww. The dad mom was like she looked like she played basketball. And then the mom was.
Dad mom needs to be a movie.
That's what I would be. I'd be a dad mom. You know what I mean? I'm technically a mom, but kind of a dad. That's what she was. And then the other lady was mom, you know, long hair and all that. Giving birth. Stuff like that.
Like a real vagina.
Yeah.
Yep, she got a real one.
So this comes out on October 19th, I believe. Yes, October 19th. And Sophia, do you have any shows after that? Or how can people find you online? What can people hear about you?
Gosh, I don't know. My story that I recorded for This Is Not Happening on Comedy Central is coming out soon.
Oh, nice.
The season starts on October 13th. I don't know when they'll put mine up, but just, I guess, look that up. And I know what the title is going to be now. And it is Dick Whisperer.
Wow.
That's everything I've ever wanted, you guys.
That is amazing. That is the best. I'm so happy for you. That is amazing.
Thanks, guys.
And where can people find you online? And where,
oh, well, where right are you now, gonna be? Very heavily promoting the Chris and Leah show.
Yes.
Which, after the 19th, we will be probably on our fourth or fifth episode of the season. So Chris and Leah show is a brand new live interactive comedy talk show on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Pacific.
Ooh.
Nice. And me and my roommate basically created a studio in our apartment, and we run a Conan-like show with a budget of $20.
It is so much fun. It's a blast.
Anthony's been on it before, yeah. And we basically just have a big party in our house, and we act stupid.
It's yeah. Perhaps the best use of Facebook Live.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
It really is.
It is a really fun way to use Facebook Live, and we wanted to jump ahead of the trend and
you
try
did.
To get something.
You went
something.
Right away. You're on a Wikipedia page soon.
I hope so, man.
First Facebook
I'll take
Live
it. Wikipedia show. Is going to be a credit for me soon. Yeah. So that's cool.
It's seen on Wikipedia.
That's seen on Wikipedia, you guys.
Leah Mansfield.
I've been mentioned on multiple pages on Wikipedia, you guys. I don't want to brag too hard, but it's true.
References and everything.
Yeah.
Dictionary.com.
Multiple credits on Urban Dictionary. Multiple.
Yeah, girl.
And Genevieve, where are you going to be after October 19th?
I don't really have any dates, so I should probably just promote my comedy festival that's coming up next year.
When is it?
Bird City Comedy Festival, April 6th through 9th, 2017, downtown Phoenix. And we're going to start opening submissions. They should be open by the time this comes out. So.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. So.
You got to do this festival, you guys. I did it this year, and it was the most fun I had at a festival.
Aww.
And I met the nicest people and the funniest people who I've actually ended up keeping in touch with, which is really cool and doesn't happen everywhere.
I know. No, that we is had true. A really good Facebook group. Like people.
The
were
Facebook
post-
group was amazing.
Yes.
It was
out of
the
control.
Most integrated everybody hanging out together festival. We're like, because everybody stayed at the Renaissance, it was so much easier to just like have those relationships that you would like all meet up, or you would like have breakfast together, go from the same place. Mm-hmm. And I had the best time. So apply, everybody apply.
Yay. Okay.
Bye, guys.
I will apply as soon as it opens so I don't fuck it up and miss the deadline this year.
Oh.
That's all that happened last
we'll
year.
Remind
Chris
you.
Kept reminding me, and I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. And then I was like, sat down to do it, and he's like, yeah, it's closed. I'm like, God damn it,
no.
Idiot. So.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Let me do mine real quick. I'm going to be October 20th. I'm going to be in Palmdale featuring for Alicia Cooper.
And oh, I love Alicia Cooper.
Yeah, I love Alicia too.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show as well. And I'm not sure where it is. She just told me Palmdale. And so, but tune in. And then I'm going to be opening for Eric Schwartz at the Irvine Improv on October 26th.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell
yeah.
Get it, boy.
Get it.
Get it.
And along with our individual Twitters, the podcast also has a Twitter. And as it is at Thank You For Being a Podcast, but as an acronym, at TYFBAP. You can find us on facebook.com/ thank you for being a podcast. Libsyn, you can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, or at any other platform you should listen to us today. Music is by Brian Kokernek and Mike Dennison. And the next episode, it is season 5, episode 10. And I forget the title, so we will make one up. You guys want to make one up?
Oh, Golden Girls. Show title?
Yeah. For the next episode.
What was the title of this
That's
one?
It's a lot of pressure.
Comedy of Errors.
Oh, I guess,
Comedy
never
of
mind.
Errors. Okay.
Cheesecakes Wild.
Cheesecakes Wild. So you guys tune in, season 5, episode 10. Oh, Cheesecakes Wild.
Oh, I was just going to say Blanche Gets Laid Again. That's all I was going to call it.
Season 5, episode 10. Blanche Gets Laid Again.
Yeah, she does.
Cheesecakes Wild. All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a beautiful day and or night. Yay.
Stuff for chicken, gonna stuff the chicken, like my mama taught me,
like my mama taught me,
gonna take the chicken.